After being contacted by a Czech aid worker with links to Kenya, a craft paper producer in North Bohemia has come up with a method under which locals on Lake Victoria will be able to turn water hyacinths, an aquatic plant causing great environmental damage, into high-quality paper. Ian Willoughby discussed the unlikely-sounding collaboration with Michal Gorec, owner of the Papirea Hand Paper Mill in Zgislava.
Our paper mill is specialized on paper making from plants and especially from textile plants like linen flax, the original textile plants. So I knew at the beginning that somehow it will be possible to make it because I have experiences also from, for example, nettle flower or plant. I have experiences with water algae paper. But the basic requirement from the African colleagues were that there are no chemicals and no electricity at the Victoria Lake. So we have to find out a very simple methods how to make paper. And since we are also specialized on Japanese paper making, there are techniques from 6th century, very simple techniques like manual hand beating using wooden hammers. So we know somehow it will be possible. And we have to find out a very simple way so we can reproduce it in Africa.
Why do they need to make paper from water hyacinths? Have they not got trees? What's the reason for the need?
It's very simple. Water hyacinth is creating large ecological problems. It's a very invasive plant, creating carpets. It's a huge green carpet covering the lake. They are trying to find out what to do with this such an invasive plant. So one way is used for weaving. When you dry a stem of the flower, it can be used for weaving. You can weave baskets and some other things. And another idea was to make paper out of it.
Would you like to take this technology to other countries, to other plants in Africa? It seems very interesting that a small company near Liberec is working internationally like this.
Yeah, at the moment, we would like to focus on this one single project. We are at the point where the realization of the project needs to be done. So we have done researches. There is also a university in Pardubice involved in a research. They did a chemical test of the water hyacinth. We are the guarantee of the process itself. And now we need to find the sources to build up a paper mill, to do the educational training for the people. This is the main part of the project. One thing is that we know how to do it, and second thing is to put it into the life.
And is this paper that you're producing similar to papyrus? I mean, the original papyrus, which of course also was produced from a plant.
Yeah, original papyrus is done in a very different technique. You don't beat a fiber. You cut fiber and you place the stripes of the papyrus into the plate and then vertically and diagonally across and press it. We don't call papyrus as a real paper because the real paper, you have to change structure of the fiber by beating, by blending, by using hammers. And when you have a, let's call it paper mixture, you put it into the vat, you dip a screen, and then you make a sheet of paper. So it's done in a different way.